The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans, yum. And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding, amazing. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, meat, mesquite. Eat, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
It's 3 days grace right there. I hate everything about you, which couldn't be less true. And I do have to say, before we get it on, that the... one of our regular listeners just emailed me and said, Brady, this man used to try to get you into be incredible shape. Tom.
Yeah.
Says his wife and I are heading off to Florida. HMS is one of the few things I feel like I'm leaving behind. I'm going to be a loyal listener from Florida, but it feels different, so I wanted to simply say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the years and the shout-outs. As silly as it sounds, Holmberg's Morning Sickness has been a giant part of my growth and life while in Arizona. Thank you doesn't seem like enough. Anyway, thank you, Tom. Tom Oakley. Well, we will certainly miss Tom. He's been around for a long time.
Heading to Disney World.
That's right. He's heading out to the world of Disney. Man, that's no good. But enjoy us in Florida on that application. Wherever you are, you can enjoy the morning show. And you can do it starting at a reasonable hour. Like 9 o'clock in the morning would be great to start this show. Trip was in Hawaii and listened to us at 2:30 in the morning.
Show's different. Not nearly as good at 2 a.m.
It's awful, actually. Let's get it ready. You guys have it all straightened out? We know what we're doing here?
Close enough.
Are you sure about all that? Let's make it happen. All right. You know my little happy music here? It is 8:39. It is time for Johnny Graw. That's right. It's my birthday. And that means the boys will quiz us, you, listener, and me, as a team. We'll be quizzed by Brady for prizes that the gentlemen have come up with after looking at Home Shopping Network, currently on the, what is this one, QVC, Attitudes by Renee, the Como jersey printed tunic, which actually, not so bad, looks like a comfy little bed shirt. I'm going to need the double XL. It comes all the way up to 3X. Lady shirts in 3X.
Mm. That's a big bro. Oh,
that's a big lady.
A lot of fun.
Are they?
What do you
mean?
I've heard.
Driving them back and forth to their heart medicine and their doctor's visits?
That's later.
No, it's usually right on the point when you hit 3X as a woman. Pretty sure you should probably get an EKG that day.
Boy, that it again.
Now they got, women with controlled jogger pants. These are nice. I'll take some of those. Those are $14. What kind of prizes do you have over there, Richard?
Well, Johnny, we've got currently the Bell & Howell double-sided alien mounting tape up for grabs today.
I like that. I like that a lot.
Tape anywhere, four rolls of tape each at 10 foot in length, 40 foot in total of alien mounting tape, Johnny.
So each roll is 10 feet?
Yep.
And you only need like a little square of that stuff. That's just some sort of toxic poison.
Trying to find the current price right now. Oh, $19.95, John, or three easy flex pay payments of $6.65.
That's very good. All right. I'll take that. The alien tape is not a bad one. And, whoops, I'm sorry. What else you got?
Also up for grabs, the Hey Play giant wooden yard dice with carrying case.
Giant yard dice? I want that.
$31.17 on sale now at QVC.com.
We can roll bones in the backyard. Giant bones. I don't even know how to play dice, but I'd be rolling them. I'll have Winston over. He'll teach me.
Another item up for grabs, the Kringle Express oversized pop-up illuminated character for Christmas. Your choice of a Christmas character that is 3 feet tall.
What is the popped up out of what?
I'm not sure. We've got reindeer, snowmen.
What you're selling us?
Kris Kringle.
You just put water on a sponge, or
one of those you can choose from.
And they're just inflatables?
Nope, not inflatables. They are dolls, basically.
Oh, okay.
Giant
Thanks.
3 foot
giant
Christmas dolls.
Dolls. How much are those?
Those are $41.95.
Look at this turd necklace that's on the
Whoa.
Screen now.
Oh, wow!
Please, made a real dog poop.
Let's get that one.
It's $57. That's on the list.
Let's forget that one.
The resin link necklace.
Here's one that Brett found. The easy feet. No more bending to clean your feet. Toe scrubber.
Oh, you put it on the ground. And you just scuffle
it
your feet around.
Mounts to the bottom of your shower, apparently.
Oh, nothing says classy with those things stuck to the bottom of your awesome shower. I'll take that.
How about the Skeeter Tornado? Stop mosquitoes with a vacuum action.
Yes.
The Skeeter Tornado.
Because they're flaring up right now.
Especially now, yeah.
I need that. Got the good rain. Nice weather.
And apparently this is one of Brett's favorites from last week.
Yeah, I wanted somebody to win those.
The light-up laces.
Well, I've got this new black guy tennis shoe collection.
Exactly. It fits
perfect for me. I like that one as well.
We got the tunic here, too, still.
And the tunic is on the line.
Yes, we got the tunic.
All right.
$40.
Yeah, there we go. I know you guys got some good prizes there. I didn't mind the tunic. That lady looks nice in the tunic. She's on TV right now. All right. Are we ready? Do you got people on the line ready to play? Brady, have your questions at hand?
Yeah.
Any particular theme you're going for today, Brady?
Fifth grade trivia and movies and music.
All right. Let's go with it. Who's on the line?
We got Drake.
Drake, are you there?
I am.
Drake, tell me happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Johnny.
Thank you very much. When's your birthday, Drake?
Next month.
Okay. How old will you be?
I'll be 25.
Nice job, Drake. Well done. What do you do for money?
Oh, I work for the county, road maintenance.
Oh, you're taking out. Oh, you're having a fun weekend, huh?
Oh, yeah. Nice storm damage for us.
Nice work. All right. Well, keep it up. We're a team here is what we're playing for. I'm going to draw from the pile of prizes right here. I've drawn right away the Kringle Express oversized pop-up illuminated Christmas character. Nice. I don't know what this is, but we get Christmas characters in July because that's what...
Oh, it's what I've always wanted.
Me too, Drake. It's me and you both. All right, let's do this. Drake, you and I will convene over the answer. Brady, ask us a question.
Let's start off with an easy one.
Okay.
Count the number of eyes in Mississippi River.
Okay. Oh, in Mississippi River. Wait, I can't do it.
Both of you?
I've got four.
Hold on.
No, I got...
I have five.
No, five.
Because river. That's the word river.
Final answer?
Yep. Yeah, I'm
yes, five.
With
five.
Wow, correct.
Answer. Yeah, we're going with five.
I gave you a long time.
Yeah, well, settle down. That's one. All right,
that's
nice
a long
job, Drake.
Word to spell.
Yeah, I know, and it screws you up with something going on in the background. M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-E-I.
What kind of gas is in the Goodyear blimp?
Oh. There's two kinds, aren't there? Because it's not full helium. Oh, man. I don't think it's a full helium thing.
It's not.
Is it hydrogen?
It's going to be something like nitrogen.
You think it's nitrogen? Wouldn't that freeze? I don't know science.
I don't know how blimps work.
It's one of them gems.
I don't know how blimp works.
Yeah.
I know how no blimp work, player. Come on, man. I'm no blimp expert.
Well, none of us are. That's why it's a question, Drew.
5 seconds.
I want to go with the easiest possible one. I know it's not right.
Yeah, let's go with whatever you think.
I think helium would probably be my best guess because it's got to be the most
final answer.
I'll say, yeah, final answer.
Correct.
It's the one that floats. Hydrogen blows up.
All right.
We're two for two, my friend. We might get us some Christmas characters. All right, here we go.
Who directed The Hunger Games? I'll give you some choice.
Okay.
James Cameron.
Yeah, I like choice.
No.
Gary Ross, Steven Spielberg, Fergal Riley.
It's Gary Ross or Fergal Riley.
It's Gary Ross.
He says Gary Ross. I'm going to let Drake answer one.
Correct.
Yes, we're killing it, Drake. That's three.
There we go. How many of these do we have to do?
Five. We're almost there, Drake. We're getting there. You're going to get that Christmas character if we keep this up. All right, Brady, go ahead.
Who eats the fish called Wanda in A Fish Called Wanda?
Well, that's Kevin Kline's character eats the fish, and that is Otto.
Final answer?
Yes.
Correct!
Of course it is. Yes. Thank you very much. Oh, you boys are about to buy me and Drake some Christmas presents, and we got three other people on the line. Brady's going to try to go tough on us here. All right, Drake, let's do this. Right off the bat.
Here presents. We go. Let me find the one I was looking for.
Come on, Brady.
Come on, Brady. You don't have all day to search one out either. You should have been prepared. Let's do this. Here we go.
Which composer was the first to put a trombone in all symphony? Beethoven, Bach, or Brahms?
Ooh. Beethoven would not have put a trombone.
Come on, dig deep into that extensive
symphony knowledge. My incredible composer knowledge.
I feel like it's that last one.
Brahms? I think he's more string-based. Beethoven did a buttload of horns. He also did a ton of string.
We can go Beethoven. I don't know.
I don't know if he did trombone.
I don't know a whole lot about the trombone history.
I don't either. So you thought Brahms, I thought Beethoven, which means it's going to be Bach.
Probably. You want to go Bach?
Time!
All right, Bach it is.
Incorrect. Beethoven.
Ah, Beethoven.
Damn it.
So close.
Damn it.
No.
Thank Christ.
I'm so sorry. Yeah. You're so close.
Can't even get it.
No, you get nothing.
Sorry, Dre.
You're out of here. 5 for 5. Damn it.
Thought you had it.
Oh, and I used actual, like, smarts to break it down. And I'm like, well, the only one I'm not thinking about is the guy I probably is. Because I don't know. It's Beethoven, damn it. All right, who's next?
Gabriel.
Son of a... I was hoping to go 4 for 4 with prizes. Gabriel, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'll try to do my best.
That's right. How do we start this phone call, Gabriel?
Happy birthday, Johnny. That's
goddamn there right. Go. You too, Gabriel. When's your birthday?
January 21st.
All right.
So,
how old are you?
I am 40 with no kids.
High five.
Listen to the joy in his voice.
You're a kid, but no children. So life is... Oh,
yes!
The light-up shoelaces. The light-up shoelaces.
Oh, nice.
Gabriel, you sound like a POC. Do you have cool shoes?
Of course I do. I got some Air Maxes.
Oh, nice. You got the Air Maxes going. Very nice. All right, we'll get some light-up shoelaces for those and make it so we can run around at night and commit crime. All right, here we go, Brady. Me and Gabriel.
Which of these was Roy Orbison's nickname? Old Blue Eyes?
No.
The Big O?
Boo.
The Pelvis? Burly Chassis?
Oh, man. All right,
wow.
It's the Big O or the Burly Chassis?
The Big Bopper and the Big O?
Hmm. I know it's not the Pelvis because Elvis the Pelvis. What was the first one was?
Old Blue Eyes.
Old Blue Eyes. Wait, no, I think we got that figured out. So it's either the Burly Chassis, which something Elvis probably called him because they toured together, and the Big O. What do you want to go with, Gabriel? What do you like?
I'm leaning to the Big O, but that's Oliver Miller.
I like that too. Well, Roy got it before Oliver Miller. I do like that you're saying that they wouldn't have shared that. I'm going to go with the Big O too. I like that. Let's do that, Gabriel.
Correct.
The Big O is correct. Well done, Gabriel.
Nice.
Talk me into that one. Number two.
What nationality is the singer Bjork?
She's from Iceland.
Bjork.
Final answer?
Doesn't sound like Gabriel's jibing with you.
Isn't she Icelandic?
I don't think he knows who Bjork is.
She's a lady dressed like a goose. You like that answer?
Yeah, I'll go with you.
We'll go with Iceland.
Correct.
That's exactly right. She's Icelandic. All right, they're 2 for 2, Gabriel. We're doing pretty good.
Those Jordans are going to look good in those light-up laces. Man.
I will wrap up my Jordan ones. I will get my Jordan ones in the light-ups.
What color is Mike in the film Monsters, Inc.? Pink, blue, brown, green.
Mike is the Billy Crystal one.
We're going for green.
Is he green? Or is John Goodman green and he's blue? Monsters.
5 seconds.
I'll go with Gabriel. Green.
Final answer?
Yeah. Correct. Nice, Gabriel.
Nice.
Well done. 3 for 3. 2 more. Here we go.
Who directed the movie Iron Man 3?
Oh, geez.
John Favreau, Shane Black, John McTiernan, Joss Whedon.
So Favreau was an executive producer on all those.
Right. I should know this.
You should know this.
Dang it.
Google
faster.
Josh Whedon might be a good answer, but by the third one.
5 seconds?
No, 5 seconds. Who are the other? Who are the other two?
John McTiernan, Shane Black.
It's gonna be the new.
Let's go with Whedon.
Yeah, we'll go with you.
All right.
Final answer?
Yes, final answer.
Incorrect.
Ah,
Shane Black.
I've never heard of him.
No name.
No name, nothing, and a terrible movie. I should have known better. It's an awful movie. Ah, sorry about that, Gabriel. Have a great birthday in January. Damn it.
You too, bud.
All right, next.
President John.
Oh, here we go.
This will be good.
This ain't no losing. John, are you there?
Hey, what's going on, Holmberg?
How you doing,
Happy birthday, man.
Thank you very much. When's your birthday?
January.
In January also, okay.
It's a long ways away.
Yeah, you got a little. I have to be here before you know it. How old will you be in January?
37. Getting old, Holmberg.
That's right.
I look 21 because of the black, but
yeah, but you're
I'm
only
37.
But you're only going to make it to 60 because of the black. That diabetes is going to eat you alive.
Yeah, diabetes got me.
Do you have it already?
Nah, I don't have it yet.
I thought you called his shot. Really,
well, it's going to happen. If he doesn't get shot, he's getting diabetes.
It's been a happen. Yeah. Hey, with all the Kool-Aid I drink, it's been a happen. It's
all right. We're playing. Oh, come on. You give us the tunic? You just handed this to me. I didn't even get to draw.
I did not. You drew it.
I did not.
You did too. Right.
Laces.
Did I fan him out? Or
yeah,
it
did.
Was
yeah,
fan.
Did.
Legit. Right.
We're playing for the Attitudes by Rene Como jersey printed tunics for ladies. All right, we'll get this.
And you asked for this, by the way.
$40. I know. I didn't think we'd draw it. Turn your radio down, John. Jesus. All right, here we go. You're not a rookie. Let's do this. President John and I.
What is the name of Quint's boat in Jaws?
Oh.
Quint's boat in
Jaws. Well, the first one was the SS Indianapolis.
It was
Orca?
No.
It wasn't the Orca?
Yeah.
It's the Orca. It's the Orca.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much. Yeah. Oh, baby. That's one.
Oh, yeah.
Got that one, John.
Who played the male lead in the 2013 film Gravity?
Gravity?
I don't even remember that one.
Oh, I think.
Jeez, I don't even
George
remember
Clooney,
that.
Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
Matt Damon.
Gravity. Gravity was that just absolute crap movie with. Who was it again?
Wasn't that Matt Damon in there?
Who were the names again?
George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon, Ben Affleck.
I think it's Clooney. Isn't that the one where he and Sandra Bullock go floating around in space together? I think it's Clooney. It's Clooney.
Final answer?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with
correct.
Yeah, it's Clooney. Yeah, that's that one. One of them dies out there in space. We're killing it, President.
Okay, man.
Right. Damon was in one of those space movies too, though, right?
Yeah, they all did. Yeah, he was in the
Mars.
Okay.
And then McConaughey did that one, and then Brad Pitt looked for Tommy Lee Jones in space for a while. Terrible movies. All right, hit it. Go ahead.
Who played Jake Blues in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers?
Hold on. Of course, the black guy's talking during the show.
That's it.
You calm down. It's not a movie. Ask again.
Who played Jake Blues in the 1980 film The Blues Brothers?
In 1980.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, man. I wasn't even born yet.
Well, it doesn't mean you don't know things before you were. All right. Jake and Elwood Blues. See that?
John, I'm going to lean on you,
yeah,
John.
I'm working it out. I'm trying to remember the scene where they called each other by name. I think Dan Aykroyd was Jake.
Funny in the movie.
I think Dan Aykroyd was Jake. It's a 50-50 here. I'll go with Dan Aykroyd.
Incorrect, John Belushi.
Oh, damn it!
Son of a
harmonic. The main actor in the movie.
Yeah, well, there's both of them. They were both the main actors. Now, don't start in like you knew everything. The first words out of your mouth was, that was before I was born. I started hearing about how you knew who was in it. All right, nice try.
We were leaning on you, John.
Yeah, go back to bed for a couple hours. You're up way too early.
Hey, tell Toledo. Tell my son I said hi.
All right.
Thanks, Pops.
See you later. There you go. John, damn it.
Man, I thought you'd have that.
I never liked the Blues Brothers. I think it's one of the most overrated movies of all time. It's not that funny.
It's a classic.
It's a classic because people say it is. It's
not that
good.
And the amount of cars they wreck.
The songs are good, yeah. But the movie itself is just stupid. They have a couple of great lines, but you watch it again, you're like, this is terrible.
I love it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Me too.
Yeah. It's a Chicago thing. The music's good.
There you go.
Oh, I got the tumbling dice. The giant wooden yard dice.
Yard dice.
Oh, this is great. Look at the size of these. This is awesome.
You can roll them in the lawn?
Be playing Yahtzee every day. Giant Yahtzee is at my house. Invite only. Don't get excited. I might be playing alone a lot. Not necessarily going to have people over. It doesn't mean anything. Just I enjoy toys, and I like to play alone.
Maybe you have that Greek guinea over.
They always say, I might have that over. Just the lesbian and the guinea. You'll roll the dice in the backyard. All right. Who's on the line?
We're rolling blind. It could be Robert Knox Jr., but we don't know.
Robert, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. Turn your radio down, Robert Knox, or have that lady stop yelling at you.
Yep.
All right. Here we go.
Yep.
How do you start a phone call today? By hanging up.
No, I think he's still there.
Robert, are you there? What's going on?
Oh, he's eating his phone or something.
Not much. I'm doing good.
Got to tell everybody to shut up.
How do you start a phone call today? Robert? Do you know how
phones
work? I'm
going to the next call. That's it. Goodbye.
You've got to answer the question.
He's gone.
I agree.
All right.
Next guy.
Here's Michelle.
Oh, good. Michelle, are you there? It's a girl.
Oh, geez.
That means we only have to get three right.
Really?
Yeah, because women get a break. You earn 70% of our dollar, so you get a little extra dough. Why? What, you think it's a man?
Happy birthday to you.
No, it's not.
No.
Thank you, Michelle.
Happy birthday to you.
Go on.
Peyton.
Keep going.
What?
Keep singing.
No, I think Michelle's the ex-phone sex operator.
Happy birthday. Uh-huh.
See?
Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Let's play a different game real quick.
Yeah.
Michelle, it's my birthday, and I just called up. How does this work?
I hear you're the birthday boy. Do you have your birthday suit ready?
Yeah, I do. You sound a little like a little girl. I don't like that too much.
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
Well, to each his own.
I like old black ladies.
But it's your birthday, so you get whatever you want.
Well, that's why I'm calling you. You got to play the game. I just called your phone sex line. It's my birthday.
Okay.
Go.
Okay.
Hi, I'm John. It's my birthday.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this?
Hi, John.
Hi.
This is Miss Michelle.
Hi, Miss Michelle.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Mwah.
Ooh.
Damn.
Nom, nom,
here we go.
Hey, I got a few friends on the line. I hope you don't mind.
49 spankings. 49 spankings. Bend over.
Ooh.
That's been a naughty boy.
You got to be careful. I got a couple of weeping sores.
Ew.
Yeah. That's why I have to make phone calls. I can't be with people.
Okay.
All right. All right, Michelle.
That was solid.
I like that. You don't do that anymore?
No.
What's the weirdest? Go ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead.
I was going to say, what's the weirdest request? Oh, for Christ's sake. What's the weirdest request you ever had? Keep it clean.
Say everything with the letter V. Like, my name had to be Vivian. And I had a very, very tight JJ.
Oh. And you just tell them that over the phone.
Yeah.
How long does each guy
last
on the phone?
The tips are huge.
Yeah, what is an average dude on the phone before he's like, all right, I got to go?
Well, for me, it was about 20 minutes.
No kidding. You can get a guy going in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
No kidding. Did you have like
Some could be like 2 minutes and some could be like 4 hours, but the average about 20 minutes.
And the goal is talk slow, keep them on the line forever.
Yeah, well, not necessarily because, you want them to call back. So you want to make sure they're happy no matter what. Whether it's quick or long.
Repeat customers.
4 hours. 4 hours. Yeah. Imagine how much that call cost.
Oh, why didn't you just give Larry
your
number?
They trade that guy off.
Yeah, why don't you just offer Larry dinner every time? Like, does he still call?
It's like that family that comes in the restaurant no one wants to wait on.
Right.
4 hour guy's on.
Oh, this guy.
I had a 13-hour call was my longest.
No, what did he put, numbing solution on the thing? That's pointless.
No, he was beating himself with a sneaker, and I made him sing Neil Diamond for 2 hours.
Oh, what do you do during this?
It is Larry.
I colored, watched Breaking Bad, The Twilight Zone.
No kidding, so you just kind of kept yourself busy. You never really got into it?
Yeah.
Are you still there?
I'm not going to say that. It just depends. It was a different connection with everybody.
No kidding, all right. Well, thank you. Happy birthday to you. Thanks, Vivian. When's your birthday?
April 30th.
April 30th. All right. How old will you be?
Yeah. I will be the big 5-0.
Oh, no kidding. Me and you are next year. We're both 50.
Right. I'm older than you, John.
Yeah, you're older by about 8 months. Totally expired. You have to do it all on the phone.
Okay.
It's like milk. Here we go. It's like, yeah, it's like a big old thing of curdled milk.
Ew.
Or I should say zirdled zilk. All right, here we go, Brady.
No, zirdled zilk.
And it's kind of hot. I kind of like that. All right, go ahead. Let's answer these properly.
Four Weddings and a Funeral was released in what year? 2003, 1989, 1999, 1994.
Which one?
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
There were two of them. Not a one and two. There was a black one and there was a white one.
Okay.
The one with the original?
The white one.
All right. Brady's always asking white trivia. Four Weddings and a Funeral. What were the things again?
2003, 1989, 1999, 1994.
I'm pretty sure it was 89 because I think I saw that in high school.
I'm going to say 89 as well because I don't remember that.
And that was when that Ally McDowell, whatever her name was.
Andy McDowell.
Andy McDowell was kind of hot. So I'll say 89.
Yeah. Okay.
1994.
It was 94? Oh, damn it, Michelle. Nice. Where were you on a girl movie? Son of a... All right, well, you got to go. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
We get to hang up on you now.
You want to do one more?
One more.
Want to get one in?
Got to get a prize.
Come on, yeah.
I wanted them rolling dice. Give me another shot at the dice.
All right.
I had a girl with me. It was totally unfair.
They're back on the board.
All right, go ahead.
All right, well, hang on.
Last one.
Well, we can try Robert Knox again, or we can wait for another call.
Try him again.
Geez. All right, let's see if he does it this time.
Mr. Knox, are you there?
It was 94.
I am here.
Turn your radio down and pay attention this time.
Bad start.
I'm trying.
All right. How do you start a phone call today?
By congratulating.
All right, that's it.
That's it. Sorry, Robert.
That's it. Never mind. He's even
emailed
me.
That phone's a disaster.
He's even emailed me. I failed, man.
I got another one.
All right, go. One more.
This is Jesse, I think.
Jesse, are you there?
This is me, Johnny. How you doing?
I'm good. How do we start a phone call today, Jesse?
Happy birthday, Chancellor.
That's right. That's right. I like your attitude. When's your birthday?
December 1st.
Okay, you're right around the corner. All right, here we go. Brady, let's knock him out. Let's get the... Well, we're playing for them rolling dice.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. You can hang him from your windshield, Jesse. I assume. Am I wrong?
Not from where
most Mexicans are named Jesse. Is that not right?
Not right for me.
Are you Mexican?
No, I'm Scottish.
Scottish Jesse?
Well, don't forget, we got Mexican Shannon.
Oh, that's true. So. All right, we got to swap you two back out. There's been a glitch in the Matrix. All right, sorry about that. We can still hang him from your windshield the day you can afford a car, because a Scotsman doesn't have a car. He's got to ride in the bus. All right, here we go.
Here we go. In which decade was the classic movie Casablanca released? The 40s, 50s, 60s, 90s.
Well, it would have to be World War II was going on. I'm going to say late 40s. What do you think? That might even be like...
Yeah,
I'll go with that.
Correct.
Yeah, okay, there you go. What year was it?
40s.
All of them?
It just said what
decade. It didn't give you an actual year. All right, 40s is right.
Who was Scarlett's first husband who died in the Civil War in Gone with the Wind? Rhett Butler, Charles Hamilton, Brett Tarleton, Bo Wilkes.
Well, Rhett Butler...
I never saw that movie. Yeah,
that was Clark Gable, so he was in it. Bo Wilkes seems like a name that would work for that, but it seems too modern. So I'd say the Tarleton guy. Who's the other one?
Rhett Butler, Charles Hamilton.
Charles Hamilton.
Brent Tarleton, Bo Wilkes.
All right, I'll go with the Hamilton guy. It's just the simplest name. You
like
that?
Final answer.
You want to go with that, Jesse?
I'd say Rhett Butler.
No, Rhett Butler was Clark Gable. We already know he was alive in the movie.
Overruled.
I'm not going with that.
What are you guys going with? Get together.
Give me the Hamilton guy. Just moving on.
Correct.
Of course I'm correct. Thank you. Rhett Butler was the other guy.
Okay.
That was a complete crapshoot right there. No clue. I didn't even know she had a first husband.
In which Batman movie does Heath Ledger play the Joker? Batman Begins, The Dark Knight.
The Dark Knight.
It is The Dark Knight. Me and Jesse are sure.
Correct.
Three for three, Jesse. We're rolling now.
What is the name of the rabbit when Donnie keeps seeing in Donnie Darko?
That is not a question.
What is the name of the rabbit that Donnie keeps seeing in Donnie Darko?
Do you have choices?
Craig, Ralph, Frank, David.
Donnie Darko questions. This is, I never seen people that one. In Donnie Darko wouldn't know this.
It's Frank. It's got to be
Frank. Says Frank. We'll go with Frank.
Frank is correct.
Yes! Nice, Jesse! To the tumbling dice, Brady.
To the tumbling dice.
Here we go.
What is the first sense that a human fetus develops inside its mother's womb?
The first sense it picks up.
Yes.
What, a 1 in 6 chance?
Well, all right, Jesse, let's think this out. It's not going to smell anything because it's in water. Its eyes aren't developed yet, so it's probably going to see it. Probably hears and feels.
You wouldn't think.
The touch, maybe sense of touch?
I was thinking touch.
That makes the most sense to me because it's before it's got eyes or any developed stuff.
And they're not eating anything. There's no
taste. Yeah.
It's got to be touch.
I think touch. We're going to go with touch.
Final answer?
Is that it, Jesse? It's our final answer?
I'm saying touch.
We're in on touch.
I'm just looking for some touch.
Yes!
Uh-huh.
We're a winner, ticket winner. We got him. So much better than the death basket. All right, Jesse, hold on a second. Get to play with tumbling dice, you Scottish bastard. Right, hold
I'm
on.
Need $25 from each of you.
Well done. Are they
31-17 apiece?
Why are they paying 25? Oh, because you got two of them. That's right. Yeah. Those dice are going to be an awesome delivery too.
No problem, Toledo. I'll get you that money right away.
Gonna call in some
put on a tab.
Nice. Just treat it like Hooters. It walks the other way. That's great. Each one of you pays. It still doesn't add up.
Well, he's figuring tax and shipping. And
each of you should. I see. Okay.
I just averaged.
I was going to say 20s. All right. Either way. That's probably about
I'll give him 20.
25 apiece. That's it. Me and Jesse got them dice. Brett, see how great this could be in a couple weeks? Your birthday's coming up.
Wait.
You might get a prize, too. And we get a phone sex operator to boot. This has been a great birthday. I got prizes. It's 909. Congratulations to Jesse and no one else. It's 98.
Oh, my gosh. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.